Everything ain't all right, man?
I ain't eating.
You ain't eating? What you mean you ain't eating? You ain't making this paper, man? Everybody eats, B.
Yeah.
I'll let you know right now.
Back at it again.
Let you know right now. I hit the button before you counted down, so just adjusted 3 seconds.
I'm dead. Wow.
But at least.
Now I got to do.
You didn't count down last week, but at least I'm recording, unlike that other time.
More early bird.
Remember that other time I came in and I didn't hit the record button at all?
Oh, yeah, on your phone.
Yo, that made me so mad.
But that shit was a quagmire in itself anyway. Because remember, it was supposed to be the 1 o'clock and then y'all started at 12 and I came in 30 minutes late.
Yeah, those times.
Trying to get it all together, brother.
I have no idea what time we start. Let me just say that.
That was real shit. I just know we started at 10, but...
I'll get better.
We start at 10?
10 his time.
Yeah.
10 your time.
1 my time.
8 my time.
PM.
Good God, boy!
That's a time difference for your ass.
International Pippin.
I don't have my pinky ring on, but if I
Pippin
did...
Pippin all over the world.
Son, you can't wear a pinky ring.
Who can't?
You. Because you basically got a wedding ring. You can't wear a pinky ring and a wedding ring. It don't work that way.
You got two separate hands, my boy.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. It don't work that way.
Yes, it do.
As Stubblefield once said, pinky ring until I get a wedding ring.
I don't have one. My hands are clear right now, so.
Don't get
Hey, man, don't get in trouble trying to talk shit with us. You keep your home happy.
I'm not. My home is
happy. I know. That's why I said keep it. Keep it that way. Don't get in trouble. Don't get in trouble trying to keep up with the shit talk with us. We all know. Big old session. Could beat up everybody. Boom. Incredible Hulk. I get it.
First of all, I get in trouble for little shit. Not shit that's on this podcast. So
we're men, and as men, when do we not get in trouble for little shit? If women weren't being petty, they wouldn't be women.
Bro.
Y'all don't have to co-sign.
Bro, whoa.
I'm just saying it's the truth, and y'all know it. Y'all don't have to co-sign.
I've already reached my limit. Wait, no, today is Sunday. It starts over. Okay, we can do this. there's only a certain amount I can do per week.
I start to be
an asshole.
Do you know your limit? Like, do you set your own limit, or has people set this limit
on
you?
I hope somebody is setting the limit for him, because that nigga his asshole capacity is very high.
When I start to see that face, when she start to be over it, then I be like, all right, that's my limit. I gotta chill. she be making that face, and I be like, all right, I'm sorry. Let me go make breakfast.
Go fry me some bacon, bitch. Pronto. That's Michelle talking to you.
Yeah.
That's the other way around. That's Michelle talking to you.
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for no problem.
And you still behind, because a nigga like me, I'm already trained and domesticated. Woman ain't got to tell me shit. I'm already in there frying up that bacon. Matter of fact, by the time she wakes up to the smell of bacon.
He said, I'm already domesticated.
Oh my God.
You know, I wake her up to the smell of bacon. I pay 100% of the bills. And I let the woman just sit up and do whatever she wants. If she wants to get fatter, I just accept her for what she is, because she has a great personality. She might be fat, but she might have a great personality on her. She doesn't have to stay in shape. I take it. If she has kids that come into the relationship, like if she had kids from a prior relationship, I have no problem being stepdaddy. I'll raise those kids like they're on my own. What else? I know how to fix a car. I know how to do plumbing around the house.
This is big cap at this point.
I give good sex. I'm even so good to where I'm just all about satisfying my woman. Like, I'm only giving her head, and she doesn't have to do anything for me at all. Like,
well, you want to know the sad thing? It's really people out there like that. Like, it's really dudes out there doing all of this.
bro.
And I don't think, and I don't think I'm a simp for doing such a thing. Never mind your past. And you can't judge a woman off her past. Whoever she dealt with in her past, that was just a phase. She was just going through some stuff. She used to like the hood dudes, and then she came around and realized that a square like me is where she needs to be.
Oh, a square like me is where she needs to be. He made it wrong.
Oh, man. Oh, this man stubs.
A lot of that shit was big, big cap. Like, big, big cap. But I will have to say, I was watching an Instagram video, and it was this dude, you know, he was like one of them pick me dudes. And he was like, oh, instead of getting in the girl's DM, I'm like, what's your name and your driver's license so I can buy you a flight? I'm like, bro, you don't even know this bitch. What if she's a serial killer? What if you just invited a serial killer on a motherfucking flight with you and you just said, let's go to this remote fucking island in the Dominican Republic so she can kill you easily? What, bro? What if this bitch is a serial killer? You don't even know this bitch. That's why you take her to the movies first. So you can find out if she'll kill you in the dark.
What's the flip side? What if this woman...
Either way, you still gonna die. The way you talking about, either way you're gonna die. In the movie theater or on a remote island. You might as well be happy on a remote island.
What if this woman is a queen? And she's the woman of your dreams.
My queen to be.
Look. So if she's a queen... and she's my woman to be. Did she know that first date we going to Chili's? Because I'm trying to get that 2 for $20. You know what I'm saying? I need to see that you can ride when we down. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not going to always be highs. Life is about the highs and lows, the ebb and flows.
Wait a minute. Is the 2 for $20 riding low? We do that all the time. Hold up.
You feel me? The 2 for $20 is where it's at.
Wait. Who is that?
That's not a.
Wait. Wait a minute. You do that all the time? The difference is that we can't go by you because y'all already had time invested and stock invested or whatever. So,
okay.
But it's not. But I bet you if you go over there and talk to her about it, it's not impressive. 2 for $20 isn't impressive, but y'all do other shit. You make up for all that and other shit anyway. So you can give. She can give you slack here. Because you putting it in here. He's talking about coming in trying to impress off the rip. You don't need it necessarily on a 2 for $20. The difference with me is that it's not people leaning on that first date. The first date, the man should be trying to impress a little bit within their boundaries and stuff like that.
Man, so it's look here. The first day that we went on, we went to a pizza party. Look,
you found that type of chick. But it's the second date. It's the second date where you start testing them because the second you set a, because what happens is you set a precedence, and so you got to see how they react when you drop the bar on them real quick. It's like pulling the rug up under them to see how they react to that. Like knowing that this ain't an everyday thing. This is what it could be, but this is where you at.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hitting them with that fantasy.
So
like,
what happens?
Selling dreams.
No. What I'm saying is that. You 2 for $20 her on the second date and see how she reacts on the second date from
there.
From Benihana's. Benihana's.
Ruth Chris on
Ruth
the first.
Chris on the first. 2 for $20 on the second. And I'm not saying Ruth Chris. I'm just throwing out to give you the big.
Okay.
Well, I'm throwing out to give you the point. You start the bar up here and then you lower the bar on her and see how she reacts. To that. If she don't stick around, that means
she's
not riding for you.
Okay, I'm about to say.
And you just steadily lower the bar until you can give absolutely nothing.
You at Subway?
What? And when you smile at her and you compliment her, she like loves it so much. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like the manipulation that you just constantly take away. You know what I'm saying? Just constantly take away that shit. Until the bar is the floor.
My bar for myself is
eat bologna sandwiches in your apartment.
Bro, that was the most. Yo, I was reading some shit. That was like the most manipulative shit I've ever seen. It was like, that's how people do it. Like when they like master manipulators, they'll just keep lowering your standards and lowering your standards to the point where them doing basically nothing is like, it just means so much to you because they give you so little.
But I do want to rewind.
Shit's wild, man.
Is there anything wrong with, like, real shit? Is there anything wrong with being a pick me?
Is there something? There's nothing wrong with being. I don't think there's anything wrong with being picky and having standards.
A pick me.
I think it's wrong.
No, being a pick me.
There is something wrong with being a pick me because that's not really and truly how you feel. It's not really and truly the life you want to live. It's not really and truly, you know what I mean, your desires. If you're just doing this to get attention, to get people to like you, you know what I'm saying? That's only going to last for a little bit, bro. Like, you just, it's like a trend. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to be trendy. Like, that's not really what you want to do. I wear fucking basketball shorts all the fucking time because I enjoy wearing basketball shorts. At one point, it was trendy and everybody was just wearing fucking athletic wear. But when I'm fucking 45, I'm still going to be wearing fucking basketball shorts because I enjoy wearing basketball shorts. I think when you become a pick me and you're just doing things for people to like you, it's not the same. People are not going to like that person because it's not the real you. People are going to see that shit as fake.
Now, what if it is actually you? Because I see a lot of people throw around the term pick me or the phrase pick me for people they hadn't even met or know. And it's because, you know, the fact that you're not willing to do it and somebody else is, now it's like, oh, you're just being a pick me. And it's like, nah, she likes sucking dick.
Okay.
Just because you don't like sucking dick don't mean that she don't mind sucking dick. And you just mad because the nigga that wants his dick sucked is going to go to the dick sucker. You get what I'm saying?
I mean, I agree. I agree. I see what you're saying, where some people just like, yeah, I get it.
But I feel like in the pick me situation, those people aren't willing to do it for themselves. And they want this, they like the person that picks them or the people that can allow them to do certain things and all of that stuff comes with it when they're with a certain person. Like they're not capable of doing it or aren't willing to do it for themselves. And they get picked and chosen. And then they can go on these extravagant trips, all these fancy restaurants, have all these nice clothes, good cars and stuff. And they wouldn't do that by themselves.
I think you just described a gold digger, not a pick me. To be honest,
this is facts.
I think.
Well, what is a pick me? Like,
I think, okay, so like my definition of a pick me is a man or woman or child, you know, at that point, anybody, any human being who says, I know people like this over here, or there are people who like this thing. So, to get their attention, I'm going to say things that I know they like, or I'm going to, even sometimes they go to the point that they're going to start doing these things to get these attention from these people. But in their heart of hearts and the real person they are, they might not like that. They might despise it. They really look down upon it, but they're doing it literally just for the attention of it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so is that not the same definition as a gold digger is? Like,
no,
they're doing these things to get to a certain attention or getting to a certain stature. Like, they want to be recognized and
gold diggers doing it for
gold
money.
Diggers doing it for money, and they're not necessarily doing things they don't want. Their whole intention is to do it for the money. It doesn't mean they're going to do what you want them to do, but it's looking for the man that's going to lead in. You or the woman, but typically it's man, the woman that's going to lead in with the money.
And I'm going to do whatever I need to do for them to continue getting that money, to continue getting that income stream, to continue getting whatever they're giving me. I'm going to do no matter what the fuck I got to do. I'm going to do it to continue getting that. And I, at a certain point, like doing it because I like what the reward is. Versus a pick me.
And the flip side of that being, if you're not paying, if you're not spending up no money, if you're not getting whatever bags, clothes, or whatever, I ain't doing it. I ain't doing shit for you, nigga. You need to get me another pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we need to go to Luke Chris on a Tuesday for the sake of.
Right. I need the Cash App before you DM. I need the Cash App to answer the DM. I need to Cash App if you want me to reply.
Oh,
That's you need to actually fuck the DM. You need to talk to me through Cash App.
Zelle. Because you know, you get Zelle for free, or you get Zelle automatically when you have a Navy Federal account, you did, you know?
You feel me? You need to talk to me through bank transfers. Yeah. All I need to know, all you need to be asking me is what's my routing and account number. Before anything else, before my name, you need to be asking what's my routing and account number. That's a code. I mean, legitimate, if you are coming to me like that, you know, we can have some conversation.
Now, on the flip side of that, sick of this shit. On the flip side of that, there's a lot of broke ass niggas out here. That it ain't that she's a gold digger. She's just a bum ass nigga who can't afford shit.
You just broke,
oh, fuck out of here, man.
Oh, I'm broke, baby.
I get limits, but you know, niggas be out here on some bullshit. You know, you gotta pay to play sometimes.
No, I agree with that.
Absolutely. You have to pay to play sometimes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I greatly appreciate the women out here who are out here spoiling their men equally. You know what I'm saying? He buy you the nice Birkin. You know what I'm saying? And you get him the nice Louis Vuitton shoes. You know what I'm saying? I feel like equalness is what's lacking in a lot of relationships. Whether that's an equal amount of time being spent in, or it's an equal amount of effort being put forward, or just an equal amount of thoughtfulness that goes into gifts and things of such.
Yeah. I don't like a woman spending over $200 on me, so you keep your Louis Vuitton fucking shoes, all that designer shit, keep it over there. I don't like women spending obscene amounts of money on me.
Sheesh. Over 200.
That's like tough. Being generous. I'm really at like 150. 150, I don't.
So what are you spending on a woman?
It depends.
That's the most you
spend
on
a woman. The most I've spent on a woman in one transaction.
Yes.
And I didn't benefit at all, meaning like it's not a trip that I went along to.
No, it don't matter.
Yeah.
Because I would say, what, three and some change, I think?
Sheesh!
Oh, bro, my number finna be up
three
there.
Some change?
Jesus.
I mean, because I bought some tires. But what happens is, more than anything, in a short amount of time, I probably spent up about five. And then a lot of shit is relative, because who I think of in particular in the previous relationship that I spent a bunch of money on, it wouldn't be a lot of money to me now, but the problem is I was only making $9 an hour.
Then it was a lot. It was a whole lot. Yeah, you know, that's definitely relative.
Them kids' size Jordans add up. And then, you know, I got finessed because one of them, she was like, I was like, I'm not doing it. I'm not paying for it. Well, she was like, can you just pay for it now, and then I'll give you the money back in a couple of days. And never got that money back.
Damn. Yeah, that's a no for me, big dog.
Live and learn.
If I don't feel like that I can miss that money, then I don't give it to people. But
that's true.
Because if it was something like shoes or something, like, I'm not giving you that money. Like, if I don't want to buy it for you just for you to have it, then I'm not giving
it. It's more or less the principle. I didn't miss the money. We're talking about $90. But the thing was, is the principle. You said you was going to give me my money, and you didn't give me my motherfucking money.
Yeah.
And then just to see.
But that's the thing. But to me,
I was saying the insulting thing was to see a couple years later, because she ended up getting pregnant and moving on to the next relationship, but I happened to catch on her social media her selling her shoes because her feet couldn't fit in them no more because her feet got swole. And half the shoes was all the shits I bought for her.
I would have DM'd. I'm like, hey, I'm going to need 70%.
I went sweating. By that point, I was well in Hawaii by that point, because this was like a year before. And by the time I saw
it, it's the
I just got to the line, man. Fuck her. That's what he bought. That's the principle. Yeah, but
he says the principle of the 70% that I'm owed, bitch.
For a situation, it's probably like, it was for Michelle. It was like, I think of her tennis bracelet. I think it was like $1,200.
I mean, you live with her, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's light. That's light. So, honestly, that's light.
Yeah. And that's, I think, really, the most she spent on me was like $1,002 for my because she just bought me that gator that I just had. That was $700, $800.
You talking about that gator, Death Row gator, that Death Row Florida gator you was flossing yesterday? I mean, last week.
Right, that Death Row Florida gator. That's exactly what it was.
Yes,
you got tired of me being all in the videos, all on the records, dancing.
Yes, that's that one. She bought that one, so
yeah. He said, if you don't want producers all in the videos dancing, come on over to Death Row Records.
Big whoop.
We out of here. You telling me New York ain't got love for Snoop Dogg?
In the East Coast?
New York ain't got love for Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre?
Well, fuck y'all. Let it be known then.
He said, yeah, he's... Let it be known.
Let it be known then.
East Coast in the motherfucking house.
And at the same time, it's... The South got something to say.
Facts.
What? Oh, that's an amazing fucking time in history of hip hop.
Yeah, no. God, you know damn. What? I'm glad you said it. I'm getting tired of that generation of niggas acting as if the shit wasn't what it was. It was a big ass quagmire. It was a bunch of nigga shit going on, and they get around looking at these new niggas now from our age on down, but especially these new niggas. Niggas that's even younger than you, acting as if, like, I don't understand how or why they, like, what did you niggas do? You niggas set the precedence and it just got worse. What happens all the time is the same shit I say, it's the same shit in my NBA example or whatever. You set a precedence and it's only going to get worse.
And then you be mad at them that you set the precedence for, because they doing it bigger and better than what you was doing.
I don't understand why they don't respect women, because Too Short was out here calling them bitches.
Oh no.
No, they be saying shit like that too. That's the crazy part. You be like, bro, like, what do you mean you don't understand? How do you not understand? Decade ago,
you were saying the same shit. Like, what you?
I don't understand how they get on camera on social media telling on themselves, because you rapping ass niggas was rapping about the shit, telling on yourselves, and they just took it to the next level. If it was like that and it was on the hush-hush, that means you niggas would have never rapped about it whatsoever. But hip-hop made the streets hot. If you want to be honest about it, rap music made it hot.
It was, right. It was then cool to be doing the stuff that they rapped about.
Because y'all...
Previously?
Well, because the concept of keeping it real. That's literally the phrase of keeping it real.
True.
And then you got a bunch of...
Keeping it real goes
And now
real.
You got a whole generation of young niggas is running around here thinking that they actually got to live their raps. Fam, you don't get up there and start making up the most outlandish shit and just get to this money. Nobody cares. Like, who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck how authentic you are in these streets? Nigga, it ain't worth the penitentiary chance that you out here risking. And you know, I'm jarred right now because I just watched American Me for the first time the other day, and I'm like,
fuck is that?
Oh, you've never seen it or heard of it?
The fuck is that?
Go on Netflix, like, soon while they have it up there. But it's pretty much about it was his take on how the Mexican Mafia started out in L.A. and it kind of it starts from like 1930 something or whatever. And it goes all the way up to the 80s. But, I mean, 4 rape scenes?
Yeah, bro. That.
Whoa, what?
My nigga was like, wait till... In one movie. Wait till the...
Wait till
the broad gets here. What broad?
Oh, my
You're
God.
The broad, nigga. And they put... And they,
yeah, bro.
You the broad, nigga.
You. Yeah.
Mm. Whoa, that's a wild concept, bro. That's a wild ass concept.
My nigga had sex with a woman for the first time, and I was sitting like, oh, he's just losing his virginity. And I was like, no, wait. He's not losing his virginity. He's having he said. It's his first time having sex with a woman.
With a woman.
He spent all this time in prison. From a child on up or whatever, all his sexual experiences has been fucking men in prison.
Getting fucked by men in prison, first of all.
He was a juvenile. And let's be frank, he was raped in the movie. Absolutely. I'll leave it at that because he did get his get back. I won't say how or when or whatever, but he did get his get back.
God.
But
damn.
That movie is very it's like Nicky's, it was like Nicky's favorite movie, or a lot of people love this movie, and it was like number 8 trending on Netflix, man, just on Thursday. And I watched that movie, bro, and I was like,
how?
Like, I was jarred, man. That shit was disturbing.
Yes. I don't know how that ended up trending, but
yo, man, anything fucking controversial, anything that's like, oh, this shit is wild, this shit gonna trend. Like that little 20, but that little, it was like a 5-minute movie with the dude who was like,
no.
And the wife knew about it.
What you
shit.
Call
it?
Something about, it's something about the Johnsons or some shit like that.
Yeah, the, there's something weird about the Johnsons and the son, or some shit like that. Yeah.
Oh,
The son was raping the father.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what it was. The son was raping the father, yeah.
Was he bigger than his daddy?
It's just weird. Uh-huh. It's weird as fuck.
Was his daddy retarded?
They don't know.
So how was this?
It's no more than 10 minutes long. It's no more than like 10, 20 minutes long.
It's a real short movie. It's not happening. I'm not watching.
And it wasn't really like graphic, I don't think.
No, it wasn't graphic at all, honestly.
You kind of just watch it and you end up like, what the fuck am I watching right now? That's how I felt.
Yeah.
And then once you like really realize what's going on, you're like, yo, what the fuck? American Me. I see American Pie. Nah,
it's American, on Netflix. Yeah.
American Pie.
Completely different movie.
Yes.
I saw him.
I like American Pie. Them shit's funny.
I've only seen American Pie, the first one time, and that might have been right around the time it came out.
It's like a shittier How High.
How High is it?
Oh, it's called The American Me. The American Meme? Oh, that's not it.
No, nigga, it's not it. American Me.
Look at him. I'm looking for it now.
American.
I might have to cut the VPN on.
You see that right there? Look at your screen. Look at your screen. There you go.
Oh, shit. That looked like a good-ass movie. I ain't gonna lie.
It was decent. Minus them rape scenes.
I'm talking about from there. That looked like a good movie.
Minus them rape scenes. I don't like... I mean, because I don't like seeing rape scenes in movies.
I don't want to see nobody get raped if we really being honest here.
That shit is always tough. I'd be like, oh, shit. I'd be like... Because then when you realize, you'd be like, oh, shit. This right here? Nope. Good. I don't need to see this shit.
Bro, this shit be happening to people in real life. That's what's fucking crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, man. Like, what possesses you and be like, yo, I want to rape this motherfucker.
Bro,
like,
I want to take this from somebody. Like, bro, what?
Well, I would imagine part of it is, as it's been explained by a therapist, I was told that there's a concept of power and people get fixated on the power and control aspect of it. And then also there's a flip side of, so you, Rashad, Ty, in your lifetime have gotten vagina. Like women yes. have willingly given up the coochie.
Yes, every woman I've had sex with.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Yes. You gotta follow.
He just had to make that.
I just want to make that clear. I am following. I just want to make that clear.
It's implied. Y'all just gotta follow. Women have willingly had sex with you. But what about the nigga that we make fun of that gets told no all the time? You should go pay for it. I'm not excusing it. What I'm telling you is, in the psyche or whatever, I can see that nigga being like, fuck this shit, I'm tired of it, I'm about to take it. And that shit, it puts them in this weird-ass state. Me personally, my ego is too big to be going around trying to take shit that don't belong to me, because I get fixated off the fact that my tongue or my energy, my vibe was tight enough for her to be like, yo, I'm about to fuck this nigga right here.
Yeah.
My ego is too big to be. My ego, it was the same thing when we were talking about paying for sex. My ego is too big to pay cash on delivery for sex because, you know, My talk game should be enough to a chick to just be willing to have sex with me just on the stream. That's a cool nigga right there. I'm going to give him some pussy. But.
So when you told me to follow, I followed you because I never thought about that way. I've never thought, and by no means am I excusing it, but I just never thought about it that way that you said, like the dude who is constantly told, no, the dude is not cool enough, or the dude is just, you know, might be a little socially awkward, and he just doesn't know how to, you know, approach a woman or something like that, or approach a man, you know, he just doesn't know how to do it the correct way, or, you know, he has no practice in it, how frustrating that could be.
Yeah, no, don't get it twisted. I'm never going to excuse somebody raping somebody. That's, you know, to, you know, rape for me is the worst crime really you can do. Because at least if you killed me, I'm dead and I don't have to worry. I don't have to suffer no more. But, you know, taking something against somebody's will, that's traumatic. Yeah, you got to live with that. Especially if you live through it, you got to.
For the rest of your life. Yeah, that's true.
And then, stuck with and you forever. Somebody, and then for women, if they have like kids from situations like this, like that should get deep. Right.
So deep, we anyway, can take a heart attack.
That man, Kevin Porter Jr. That man, Kevin Porter Jr. with his 50-piece, his first 50-piece in the league. I mean, it was against.
That don't mean shit to me. I'm gonna keep it
high. Facts.
What?
That shit don't mean nothing, bro.
His first 50 piece? It don't mean nothing? That's a huge accomplishment.
What
you talking about?
Bro, we knew he was a scorer, though.
Not in this day and age. It doesn't even matter because how many, when he scored the 50, wasn't there like two other niggas that scored 40 that night? Didn't Kevin Durant put up like 42 that night? The same night?
But that's
no, what I'm saying is that these 40-point games, 30-point games, 50-point games, didn't Tatum put up 60 the other day? This happening so frequently now that clearly, the nature of the game has changed or whatever. You know, maybe 60 is impressive because that is a lot of fucking points in any capacity. But
for a rookie, isn't he a rookie? He's a rookie, right?
Kevin Porter Jr.
No, he's not a rookie.
Is not a rookie.
He's not a rookie. But bro, I still feel like 50 points is a lot of points. Like you don't have motherfuckers just scoring 50 points all the time.
You about to start though, which is crazy.
Especially on the Rockets.
Bro, you about to start having 50-point games all the time. Like to the point where you're like 50 is the new triple double. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming, bro. It's coming.
I don't know.
It's coming. People are averaging like 30 points. To average 30 points. You are having 45-point games. You are having 50-point games on a regular to average 30 points.
Let me see. Because I don't know, bro. Season scoring leaders. Let's see. Bradley Beal's number two. Oh, wow. So Steph Curry got 31. Bradley Beal got 31. Luka, 28. Damian, 28. Giannis, 28. Zach, 27. Zion, 27. Zion at 27 in the game.
Right, bro. And this is his second year playing in the league.
Jason Tatum.
First full year.
26, Donovan Mitchell.
First full year playing in the league.
Oh,
I'm telling you, bro. 30 points is nothing at this point. When people are averaging 30 points, it's nothing. So a step above 30 is 40. Which happens all the time.
1 + 1 = 2, nigga.
That's a lot. I step above.
You know what I'm saying? A step above 30 is 40, which means 50 is nothing now, bro. That is nothing.
You can average 30, but if you look at the teams that's averaging all this, they at the bottom of the standings. Like their teams are not doing good. You can average that, but your team is not winning.
Exactly, but you know it's funny.
Cause you got the Warrior, because they have to put up all these shots, and but Steph Curry is the greatest shooter of all time. So I mean, he's just there because his team's trash right now.
I don't know if I'm
Bradley Beal. We know what his situation is.
Nah, here we go with that shit. Here we go with that shit right here. Look, Bradley Beal, he's cool, he's nice, But y'all have put this man on such a pedestal over this past year. It's weird to me. I don't see it in the same way.
In this past year,
they have talked about Bradley Beal.
Yeah, the first year he made the All-Star.
In this past year, y'all talked about him in such a – because Bradley Beal been putting up points for a little while.
Numbers.
For a little while.
But yes, Bradley Beal was the second – yeah, he was the second leader in points last year. First of all, I like Bradley Beal ever since fucking 2016. So, I don't know.
I'm talking about the general public, the general NBA watching public.
Oh.
Because I haven't heard this much talk about Bradley Beal any other season like that. And all this because he's scoring some points, but the time that he was really putting up them points like that, the niggas was losing. So something's got to change. The niggas always default to, well, I'm scoring the points, but sometimes scoring the points ain't helping your team.
Yeah, because he been putting up buckets since 2016.
And them niggas still ain't won.
That was the first year.
They didn't win when John Wall was there. They ain't winning now. He's been putting up points all this time. You've had pieces enough to at least get to, I think my bar is always, can you get to a conference final? They ain't get to the conference final. Hell, I think they might have made it to a semi.
No.
No, they didn't.
I don't think they won the Wizards? I don't think they went out the first round of being on it.
No, they haven't
won. I don't think they got out
the first round. They ain't got out the first round since I've lived here.
No.
I know that for a fact. I was tight because I was supposed to go to that damn game. It was game 6 versus Toronto in 2018. And one shell.
God, that's an L. That's an L.
Well, I didn't get to go because somebody
didn't have no money. We know what happened that year. You didn't get to go because somebody else didn't have no money? You should have went by yourself then. What you talking about?
You going to playoff game by yourself, Sesh?
Bro, yes. What? If I want to go and ain't nobody else got the money? Yes. Yes. What?
I'm saying, have you done this? Not will you? Not theoretically.
I only been to one playoff game, but I've been to other basketball games by myself.
Given the scenario, yes, Session, you are right. But it wasn't just as cut as dry like that. A couple of the homies came up, and one of them didn't have the money, and we were just trying to be nice because it was, you know, at the time it was my ex, one of the homies and his lady. And then another homie and his lady, and the last one didn't have it, so we didn't go.
So you and your lady had the money.
Everybody except for one of the couples had money to do it.
Damn, Session about to do this.
They'd have found something to do. They'd have found something.
Yeah, that would be.
Told you.
And we'd have met them.
That'd be the take. That's my position on it now. But I was just trying to be. I was trying to be kind.
Fuck that.
Yeah, it's because you're not kind. You know.
I am kind.
That's a true statement.
First of all, I am kind.
Session. Session. No. It's not the fact that you were like, look, hey, I'm a fine. Hey, you know, go to the bar outside the stadium. You know, you eat, you watch the game. We meet up with you at the bar after the game. You know, you said, fuck
that. We're going to find something to do, and we'll meet up with you after. That's what I said.
Nigga, it's recording. You do realize it's recording, right?
And I did say that after I said, fuck that nigga. Yes, I said, fuck that nigga. But no, I said after I said, fuck that nigga, I said, we'll meet up with you after.
You led with hate.
And?
Because you hateful.
And?
Because you hateful and you're not kind. And? Like, nigga.
Because you're not kind, Session.
No, the kindness was after the fact when I said we'll meet up with you after. That was the kindness.
So the lemonade.
Because I could have just left you out.
The lemonade came after you pissed in the cup.
Yeah, you make it into lemonade. What you mean? Water, sugar, lemon, squeeze.
Nigga, don't get cute.
You're not about to disrespect Kennedy like that.
Don't get cute on this guy to the microphone, nigga. I know the song. It's actually the worst song of that album, too.
Bro. It is. I agree with that. And I still like that song, but it is probably the worst song on that album. Damn. I was starting to think about Dom Kennedy's project and what's the worst one, and it's the best after Bobby's. Yo, them shit's
trash, bro.
Them best after Bobby's, bro. I'm telling you, if he could just eliminate them from his catalog, I could say so much more about him. But when I started saying that and people like listen to those, it's like, ooh, yeah, you're right. That's trash as fuck. And he made another one. Yes, yes, he did. Yes, he did. And it was equally as trash. Yes, yes, it was. I'm so happy he got away from that shit.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Bro, and I love Dom Kennedy, but I can't fuck with them.
Hey, nobody, no rapper is above, what is it, above reproach? Anybody can get it.
Mm, I agree. Anybody can get it.
Already knew about this.
I mean, that session with Dreads.
Session with Dreads.
No, it's not.
That session with Dreads.
Oh. No. No. That is not me.
Imagine Sessions. Imagine Sessions running around with locks in his head, man. He'd be an unstoppable nigga.
I would be unstoppable. Nobody would be able to tell me shit. I'd be in the league.
Why does your hair have anything to do with your unstoppability? That's what I want to know. Not because the fact, you know, that Stubblefield said it. It's the fact that you agreed with it immediately. Like, you already had this in your head. You were going to say
this. It's the truth. It's the truth. That's why. You know, he sits there and he looked at the Lakers game and he gets mad at Montrez. Like, he took my whole fucking flow, my whole style.
You know what's crazy? Soulja Boy got a hit song in 2021.
There's nothing crazy about it.
Bruh.
That's wild. Bruh. You know how long he been off the charts? That's wild.
It ain't been that long, isn't it?
Bruh. That's amazing.
It ain't been that long.
It's
been
that
on
making
the charts.
Clap song too, ain't it?
Bro, Marco Polo with the last song.
No, he it's had not. On the charts. Nigga, we made it.
Oh, shit. Nigga, we made it. Oh, my God. With the Migos?
With Drake.
With the Migos.
Are they both on there? I don't know. Shit.
Yeah, I think so. Damn. Wait a minute. Whoa.
No, it's just Drake.
Oh, did the Migos do one by themselves? Oh, that was Trophy Rooms with Drake. That was Trophy Rooms they did with Drake. Yeah, yeah. Yes. You're right.
That was just Drake. Fuck ass Drake. Anyways,
you didn't even DJ Khaled album. Hey,
I don't listen to Khaled's albums. How about that?
I don't listen to compilation albums.
I listen to compilation albums, but I don't listen to compilation albums.
Bro, them hoes fire. That Jay-Z and Nas, fucking Sorry Not Sorry.
That shit is
bro.
Fire.
You should listen to
that
song.
That shit is fire.
That shit is but fire. Niggas, and then the visual for it, too, is really nice, too. That shit is
dope. But niggas is going to sit here. I see niggas is sitting. They sat there all Friday trying to convince everybody else that, like, Jay-Z was rapping on the level that Nas was rapping on. And, you know.
Absolutely not.
Every time Jay-Z and Nas get on the same track with each other, it's clear. It's clear and cut who the better rapper
is. Yes, bro. Yes, it is.
Bro, what was that man lying about cryptocurrency? Bro, that man lying about cryptocurrency. I was like, that boy said, I'm Coinbase. I'm just like cryptocurrency, the Scarface.
I'm cryptocurrency, like, Scarface is what he said. Yes.
I was like, oh.
And that means he just wrote that in the past couple weeks, because that Coinbase thing just,
I was like,
rolled, they just rolled that news out like 2, maybe 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh yeah, when they did the IPO.
Yeah.
Cause he was the headline, he set to make $100 million because he gets part of them venture capitalist companies.
God.
So, damn. You know what they.
You know what's.
Oh, bro,
damn. $100 million, bro, that's a lot of money.
I'll sell my soul for $100 million, I tell you that now.
$100 million?
My soul ain't worth.
Sell your soul?
My soul ain't worth $500,000. So, $100 million for sure.
Damn.
I'm working. I'm doing my damnness. I'm doing my damnness to try to get Illuminati. I talk too much shit, though.
You talk too much shit to get an Illuminati.
Yeah, that's the only problem. You know, because I be in there talking shit about Jay-Z. Like, nah, I still out rapping. You know, I like, get this nigga out of here. Fuck.
You really think Jay-Z and Illuminati?
That's what they said. That's what the public said.
Like the real Illuminati. You think Jay-Z in that shit? I don't think Jay-Z in that shit. I don't think nobody
real. Ain't no rapper in that shit. The real Illuminati?
I don't think nobody black is in that shit. The darkest person is somebody from like the Middle East, you know, with mad fucking oil reserves. That's the darkest person in that bitch.
Money.
Barack not in that shit.
Who said Barack?
That man ain't got enough money to be in that shit. Barack. He don't got enough fear of influence to be in that shit.
What do you mean he ain't got enough influence, man?
Barack Obama
got.
I don't know.
I said sphere. Sphere of influence.
Man, Barack Obama got niggas in line. What you mean?
He got niggas in line to vote. That's a true
nigga. No, he got niggas. He got niggas in line behaving. You niggas better not.
Bro, he got so many niggas in line to vote that they starting to limit voting across the U.S., which is
crazy. Yeah, they had to make some voting laws. They was like, oh, no, this could never happen again. Bro, this could never happen again.
To limit voters. Like, bro, what are we talking about?
They said this will never in the history of America happen again. This motherfuckers got us one time and one time only.
Did you see Dr. Umar Johnson talking to them three idiots?
Session used to love watching that shit. Them idiots on that TV.
Dr. Umar is a fucking fool,
bro. I love Dr. Umar Johnson.
That man a fool. He be having me die.
I hate to say that I agree with 100% or virtually 100% of everything he said. Because, you know, I think Dr. Umar full of shit, seeing that school ain't open.
I remember that.
Oh, true. That school ain't open.
If he don't have any real answer, every time you ask him a question about it, he gets real on the defensive end. But outside of that, like, the message is still the message. I don't have to like the messenger to respect the message.
That's a fact. I think that's a thing society needs to learn. You don't have to like the fucking messenger to respect the message.
Especially if you agree with what the message is. He said it. The message is what the message is.
Motherfuckers. Fuck they think this is. Yo, the NFL draft was fucking upsetting.
Why do niggas watch the draft?
It was upsetting. I didn't watch it. I was just talking about the players that were drafted for my team. I was upset.
Oh, what do you mean? Y'all drafted a quarterback, bro. You got your quarterback in the future.
Bro, we got some chubby-ass Mac Jones. You know, get the fuck out of here.
What do you mean? That's a quarterback in the future. He's the new Tom Brady.
All right, bro. We let Justin Fields go to the Chicago Bears.
Because you thought y'all was going to pick up Justin Fields when y'all got Cam Newton? You know for a motherfucking fact, if y'all had got Justin Fields and Cam Newton on the same squad, you what? That team with a riot. You talking about Boston, Massachusetts, son.
What they gonna do?
You thought they was gonna have a black quarterback for the next 10 years?
Boy, I tell you. Whoever
they talking about Boston, Massachusetts, boy.
Whoever gonna win, that's who they want. Mm.
If you want to win, Matt Jones in. If you want to win, put Matt Jones in,
boy. The closest you got to Boston in Boston sports history to having a black dynasty was the Celtics 13 years ago. That's about it. And they only won one. Paul Pierce is like one of the few. I mean, you could talk about Robert Parrish, but he is second to Larry Bird. You dig? Yeah. Boston.
He was 100% second to Larry Bird.
Boston don't like the blacks. Mm. Just because it starts with a B don't mean you're welcome.
Bullshit.
You're the Boston fan. Why do you think they had to get Mookie Betts up out of there?
You said why they had to get Mookie Betts up out of there.
Real shit.
They had whatchamacallit on their roster for a long ass time. What's that man's name? Poppy, whatever his name is. His real name is. I don't know his name is.
You talking about the Red Sox?
Who?
Big Poppy.
Yeah, Big Poppy. That name.
Oh, I know black out Dominican.
Ramirez. Ramirez.
I know black.
But they all black.
I know black eye Dominican. I know black eye Dominican. I know black. I know black eye Dominican.
Mind. Yeah, you is.
This nigga's on average. That's probably no black. The kitty's damn skin tone. Talking about they ain't black.
Like, bro, you don't get the fuck out of here.
I know black
eye. Hey, did you see that they talking about Babe Ruth is Dominican?
Bro. Yo, if you see that if you see that picture, that motherfucker was not white.
He looked Dominican as fuck. Yeah. Yeah,
he looked like somebody. He looked like somebody Puerto Rican granddaddy.
He looked dark. He looked darker than me. I know that for a fact.
And to be honest,
he didn't look. He was darker than you in that picture.
If he was, it would make sense because that's where some of the best baseball players come from. Like it makes sense.
Where was that incident that happened months ago? I want to say it was Tahiri and Votto, where Votto like pushed her or some dumb shit like that on the reality show. And the nigga was like, it was after Tahiri like threw an orange or something at him, and he was like, you know, Tahiri's Dominican, so she got that Dominican arm.
You out here watching? Oh shit! Threw that bitch 95 miles per hour.
Hit me with an orange at 95 miles per hour. I'm be ready to beat a bitch ass too.
I'm shooting a motherfucker. I ain't got time for this.
Your big ass ain't got no business shooting anybody, nigga.
No what? There's people bigger than me in this world, and I'm not fighting them.
The Great Gambino.
Yo, yeah, I gotta look more into that, because if he actually was Dominican, they've been out here feeding this lie to America the whole time, because everybody, you would believe he was white.
Fam, they told you Jesus Christ is white. They've been doing this type of lie.